And welcome to our BSPs, as well as our BSPs, as well as those people who may have been spending the night with them. Those of you who were with BSPs overnight, sleeping with them, if you met them in a bar or in some, maybe you rolled over in the gutter and there they were. Welcome. If you're a guest of a BSP, welcome. Maybe you're the grandmother, or pardon me, I'm sure I'm talking out of school because there's probably very innocent. Maybe you're a child. So just ignore what I just... If you're a child, you should not be watching this. In fact, if you're a child, you may be interested to know that I have the power to look into this camera, into the screen, and I know and see every underage person watching, especially you little people under the age of 10, and I will tell your mom and dad. And if your mom and dad aren't home, and perhaps you're a latchkey kid, or you have been left to your own devices, then we will try and get large bags of money to you and a trustee to oversee this. And then you can grow up wealthy, and when your filthy, dirty, old, despicable parents finally look you up after having abandoned you but finding out that you have millions, you can tell them all to shove off, just step off, and you're on your way. Now, that is the fantasy. The Phil Hendry Show simply provides the background music and noise for whatever fantasy you have. This morning we've been dealing with some technical issues. Alex is telling me that I sound fantastic in terms of the audio. He did say your jokes are pretty flat. However, the audio is and I'll just quote him directly, the audio is fucking awesome. All right, man. Hey. Yep, you're right. It's pretty clean. We had a hum, and when I say we had a hum, it wasn't me going, we had a hum in the board, and what we mean by a hum in the board is this. And we have been battling it for some time. I say it's going on 3-4 years. The first people that I asked to fix it were, well, we won't mention them now, will we? But then I had Elaine in, and she's a crack top-notch engineer. But Elaine suggested that I take all the equipment out of this room that had been, put in here by you-know-who, take it and run it over with my truck. And I said, well, is it that bad? She said, yes. I said, maybe you can tweak it. No, she said, I run it over with a truck, with preferably something bigger than what you got, Phil. And that's not the first time a woman said it to me, so that was kind of embarrassing. But I said to her, okay, fine, you're on. Okay, I'll play. Go out and find me the finest equipment that money can buy. She did. And then I said, I can't afford it. And she said, fine, and she took it back. She didn't do that. Elaine's going to be here tomorrow, so we'll talk to her about all that stuff that need to be done here. But, you know, things are gradually getting better. That's the good news, man. We're gradually pulling ourselves out of the large, filthy, steaming, the stink of the morass that we were in for so many years, and we're finally getting ourselves up to snuff. I'm very excited because yesterday I met with a new manager, someone who will be, quote, managing me. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be managing my daily diet. They're not going to be standing here with a pistol to my head saying, get up, go. But it's a more of the other work that I do, and terrific manager. And once we kind of ink it and settle, you know, I mean, I can tell you that I was really, really happy meeting with, I don't want to mention her name, Gigi Garner. And anyway, and she is going to, she's a pro, man. I took a look at, you know, how she does things. And if you recognize the last name, you're right. She is related to James Garner. But she didn't want me to say anything about that. And so I just did. Now, it's his daughter. She's his daughter. It's his, she's its daughter. It's its daughter. He's her daughter. No, she's his daughter. So I'm really excited about that. And the other thing that I'm excited about is the fact that I measured myself this morning and my dick is another inch long. Isn't that funny? So now it's a full 13. That's great. And the diet that many of you guys have been following me on, whatever it is you follow people on, many of you have been following me down the street. And that I could give a shit. I mean, if you want to, that's great. You've been following the... I had crushing insomnia again last night. So, and I had to blow out a very, very promising well, not promise. I had to blow out a very, that was gonna, looked like it was going to be a really fun time tonight. Fuck it. I got to get off the air, get my shit together. I got all kinds of shit I got to send to the cats at LEG because they want to know some stuff. I got stuff that I got to send to my new, oh, look at that, man. My arm just went away. Isn't that cool? This, by the way, Key Code Media, I'm not buying another TriCaster. Boy, you guys are cute. Get a load of this. I get the news from our close personal friend, Ms. Hernandez. She says, well, they haven't commenced repairs on the TriCaster that you have been paying so assiduously and so promptly on, Phil. And I said, why not? Oh, they thought you were just going to go ahead and buy a new one. No. No. I know the new ones are like 10 Gs. Are you ready for this? The new ones are 10 Gs. And I said, well, what do they got? And then I'm thinking, well, I don't mind buying a new one at 10 grand. I still got to pay this one off. You know, but here's the other thing is, what has it got? What are the bells and whistles? And if it doesn't have any bells and whistles, has it got any squeaks and honks? Does it fart? You know, does it belch? What does it do? And she said, I'll get back to you on that. And that was a year ago. No, she said, I'll get back to you. So I'll talk to Elaine when she's here tomorrow. But no, Key Code. I don't play that little switchy poo ball game, okay? Fix the goddamn TriCaster. You're not going to get a new one out of me until we sit down and talk Toiki. Huh? I want to talk to you guys because you need a talking to. I want to know about service after the sale. I want to know about sales after the service. I want to know about, I want to know if I can afford a sailboat once I get all the goddamn money together that I want to get together with all of this bullshit that we are pulling. And I want to know about this whole repair thing. This packaging this bullshit up and taking it out to you cats. What the fuck is that, man? Get a fucking service center around here. Why don't you come out and fix it here? Huh? Why don't you come out and wash and wax my car while you're on it? I know that business must be really popping for you. I'm sure there's millions of guys like me that are just popping for TriCasters. Not. Ain't no cats buying fucking TriCasters. Most of these cats are doing what they're doing. Like my close personal friend. Who did I just talk to? Oh, my good buddy Liz Wild. Liz has a video studio as well. And she's doing it probably the way that Jimmy Pardo does his. And Jimmy's got a fucking great setup. But Jimmy's got a video engineer. He's got three cameras. He's got three editing machines. So what he's doing is he's basically taking three separate feeds and pulling it all together after the fact. I don't know. When he did the live show, the podcast that we did down there at Upright Citizens, was it? Yeah, at Upright Citizens Brigade. When he did the podcast, he had a professional company come in and do that. And those cats, they did a great job. I thought that was a good-looking setup that they had. They had three cameras, and, you know, they could have used a little bit of Zoom. Well, fuck it, you know. But anyway, I thought that was great. And so, you know, me doing this shit is because I'm lazy. I'm just the laziest motherfucker. Plus, we're doing a live show, and I know that when we went to video, that I wanted to go to mobile. And I knew that when we went to mobile and we got all of that shit together, that we would have to have some kind of a product here, man, that looked halfway fucking decent, man. I'm not going to start yakking about mobile unless we can sort of get a leg up on everybody else in terms of the mobile. So, you know, and plus, look at this kisser, man. You want to see, like, here's the El Pacifico, baby, behind me. You think I'm bullshitting you? You know. So, no. I've also done something different for the show today. Number one, the other thing I got to do is, since we've been doing this shit, which is, you guys are well familiar with, right? Well, you know what I mean. Maybe I should do this and do this. So since we've been using our camera three for shooting directly onto that video screen, onto the computer monitor, and the reason why I did that is it gives us better control over the audio. It gives us better control over what we want to show you guys, I thought. But since I started doing that, what was I going to say? I don't know, man. I forget what I was going to say. That tells you how goddamn pooped out I am. Since I started to do that, what was I going to say to you? since I started to do that, I'm growing hair on my palms? No. Since I started to do that, I have become bigger. I've gained weight. I don't know. All right. We were talking about the TriCaster. Oh, yeah. Well, enough about the TriCaster. Lindsay Lohan defends her mom. That's what I was going to tell you. I'm having to look around this fucking microphone to see. If I do this, which is probably much better, I'm afraid of this shadow. What if I did this, man? This is great, isn't it? What do you think? Hi, I'm Phil, and now if I do this, I can't see over here, which is there's a lot of shit happening over there, too. If I do this, you can't really see the microphone on camera, which I think it's sort of sexy, don't you? To be able to see Phil. You know, I just do, and no one's going to talk me out of that. This is better here. This is good here. So, okay. Lindsay Lohan defends her mom, Dina, explains Coachella partying and more. No shit. What were you doing now, Lindsay? God damn you. God damn your hide, child. See, I'm going to go to that, man. I don't want to do that, man. Now, here's Lindsay. Okay, Lindsay, let's hear you say what it is you got to say, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let's check it out. See, this is what I was talking about. I said, wow, this will be really cool. I'll be able to show everybody what the fuck it is I'm talking about. No, I can't, because I'm still pulling my wiener.
I have something to tell you.
You know, doing this shit.
I'm pregnant. Really?
Yeah.
I took this.
His name's Phil Hendry, and he is a complete reprobate. He's not paying for anything. So I'm going to have an abortion. Oh, that's great.
Weeks estimator, only from Clear Blue.
Yeah? How do I full screen this bitch? Bitch? Oh, are they making me read this? What are you doing, man?
So you're obviously comfortable with alcohol being around in some fashion. You don't want to
Jesus.
You don't want to impede
others
from
like
having their time.
More than half of my friends.
Right. Do you there was a there's
are you kidding me?
Your mom has taken a lot of
and my
crap.
Family.
And your family. For, yeah,
except
really.
Except my mom, she doesn't drink.
But your mom has taken a lot of crap for the image of her partying with you a lot.
But that's never been true. It's really interesting how people perceive it and what gets told. Because my mom, if anything, she's gone out with me because I've forced her to come out with me.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a security blanket. That's my mother, you know. And
but a lot of people don't go clubbing with their moms, you know.
Really? Because the housewives don't go clubbing. And
no, they do, but I mean, you know.
But their moms, he said.
My mom's, I have a cool mom. She hit me at a very young age.
She's like
Thank
Amy
God
Poehler,
for that, though.
Amy
she's my
Poehler
best friend.
And Mean Girls.
Yeah, she's a cool mom.
Right, cool mom.
She doesn't serve martinis, but.
Right.
That's a bit different.
Let's go to
it's
the
a
phones.
Movie.
Let's go to the video, shall we? Well, that's kind of interesting. There's Amy with her big fat So what do you think of that? Do you party with your kids? I party with my adult kids, okay? I will party with my adult kids. I will party with my adult stepkids if they ever want to party. I never, ever, ever underage. But if they're adult... But here's the thing. Going to a club and shaking your ass with your kid there, that's very fucking weird. I don't give a flying fuck what anybody said. I'm just... And she can live her life the way she wants to live her life. That's cool. Here's the thing. How do you like your life so far, Lindsay? You're the butt of jokes. Your whole family is a fucking farce that is played out almost weekly on television and in the tabloids. You yourself, you know. In other words, your reputation, your image, which of course I understand is something that should not concern most of us in a free society. But the fact is, you're an actress. You're a public personality. You know as well as I do that's worth a lot. Everybody will tell you that, not just outside the business, but inside, they'll say, what are you doing? You know, you've got an audience that's going to look at this and say, holy fuck, right? So how do you think it's doing for you? And what do you gain from this? Going out, can't you party with your mother? I mean, I thought maybe these people have enough money where they can, you know, rent a club for the night or something and bring their mommy and daddy in there and bring in all of her friends. Why lose half my friends? This is a woman who's got a lot of fucking shit to learn. You know, honest to Christ, this is somebody who's trying. Hey, what is this, man? Get this fucking thing off my screen. We do a lot of free shit here. What I mean is we take advantage of every free thing there is on the net, which is cool. You know, I mean, we have login things that are free. We have this is free, that's free. All of our virus shit, we do the free trial. But the problem is that at the worst time, the bullshit pops up on the screen. How are you enjoying your free trial? Click here if you'd like more. And so that's the downside of being a cheap fuck, which is what I am, man. Or in the words of Marlon Brando, instead of a bum, which is what I am. Jay Moore told me, pardon me for dropping a name. Jay Moore said to me once, no, he told me that, I don't know where he found this out, but in the scene, this is great, because, and he said it to me right when I was telling him how much I liked Rod Steiger. In the scene where Rod Steiger and Marlon Brando are in the back of the cab and on the waterfront, and Marlon Brando and Rod Steiger, two brothers are there, Steiger doesn't tell his younger brother, Marlon Brando, that they're on their way to an appointment where he's going to talk his brother into playing ball with the gangsters, or he's going to have to have him killed. He doesn't want to have his brother killed. He's telling him, he's saying, please, Terry, you know. And so Steiger's going through his thing. And what I read about this scene, Elia Kazan said that he said, I'd like to take credit for directing that scene, but I didn't. He said, both actors showed up that day with that scene fully done and ready to shoot. He said, I didn't do a fucking goddamn thing, you know. Nonetheless, Jay's telling me that I guess he read somewhere that Marlon Brando plays this attitude in the scene. Oh, no, no, Charlie, no. No, it was you, Charlie. No, it was you. And what he's saying there, what his intention is there, is he's listening to Steiger doing his scene. He comes back, no, 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 your acting is just, no, no, God, no, don't you know how to act? This is terrible what you're doing here. Now, I don't know, man. I don't know if he's bullshitting me or not. You know, Rod Steiger is like one of my all-time favorite actors, as is Marlon Brando. I always like Rod Steiger a little bit better because Steiger was a lot more fun to watch, but I can see where Steiger is a lot more, probably chews the scenery up a little more than Brando ever thought to, but he says, now, Terry, you got to do what I'm telling you to do. Wise up. You know, I was always Steiger. And there's Brando says, you know, no, no, Charlie, no. It was you, Charlie. It was you. It was you, Charlie, meaning you didn't look out for me. But really what he's playing is, no, 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 what we are, no, God, no, this scene is going south. You can't act, you know? Your acting sucks. So that's what I heard, and maybe that's true, and if it is, you know. Marlon Brando's had a lot of opinions about, you know, actors, one of whom was, I heard a tape with Marlon Brando talking about Burt Reynolds. And he said, Burt Reynolds, he is everything I hate about the thespian. He is everything I hate about the thespian. All of this... Because Reynolds apparently had done a movie called Cat Dancing that Brando was overheard. They had a tape of him running saying, Jesus H. Christ, this guy is, you know... I guess it was about the whole Native American thing, but here's Brando, who was the guy that turned down the Academy Award for Godfather because of the American Indians that had been slighted. You know, I don't know. And it came a year after George C. Scott had turned down the Academy Award for Patton because George C. Scott had said, I don't understand awards. He says, artists should not be competing with each other. You know, artists should be, and it's a very noble and laudable attitude. However, nobody is going to turn down an Academy Award. Not 99% of all the actors in the world. Okay, Alex, sorry, man. I like it, though. No actor is really going to say no. I don't want the Academy Award. I mean, that's a different generation. That's a different sensibility. You know, that's a different. Those are people with. That's a rebel. If you want to put it, you know, that's someone who. And I think George C. Scott didn't know what he was doing when he did that. He didn't know what he was letting himself in for, because what happened was. And I heard this from some people that apparently are in the know, that he was, from that day forward, on the outs with the Academy, and he couldn't buy his way into that motherfucker if he wanted to. You know, if he wanted to go to see the Academy Awards. And I think at one point, I shouldn't, but this is hearsay. that he attempted to get. He wanted a couple of seats for the Academy Awards later on, I think, in his life. It could have been as a favor to somebody, or someone wanted to go. They couldn't. I think that he had to go begging to the fucking Academy to get into the Academy Awards. Now, you know, you pay the price, you dance to the tune, it's all fucking karma, and or you stick with your decision. That's cool. I mean, I'm glad I did what I did. It didn't stop him from working. I mean, George C. Scott made a shitpot load of movies after that, one of which I thought was pretty fucking good. He made The Hospital. I liked that movie. It was a Paddy Chayefsky written script. He did another one called The Formula with Marlon Brando, as a matter of fact, that was really fucking weird. And it was about synthetic fuel being held back from the public. Brando played some American industrialist with a comb over. I mean, you should have seen his character he was playing. What else did you, and The Day of the Dolphin. Wrong. Oh, my God, wrong. I don't know. Maybe the cat was like... maybe that poor man was, maybe he was running out. Then he had the TV show, Mr. President. You remember that? George C. Scott was Mr. President. That went. So I'm going to think of what else. Oh, I loved him, though. I'll tell you one thing he did do. If it comes around again, I think they should show the Christmas Carol with George C. Scott. He played Scrooge. I thought he was fucking great. Thought he was fucking great as Ebenezer Scrooge. And that was a made-for-TV back in the 80s, I think. The years roll by. I get married. I move to Westlake Village. And I pick the newspaper up. George C. Scott died in Westlake Village yesterday at the age of 70-something. I'm thinking the guy lived right down the fucking... He lived near me. God, I would have given anything to, like, knock on his door. Because my understanding was that by that point in his life, he's very... Everybody that met him then said that he was a sweet man, very nice guy, great neighbor. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Thank, oh, I love your movies. Hey, great. You know, there's nothing about the man that was, recalcitrant or hidden away or, no pictures. He was nothing like that. He was a nice man not that he was like that in real life. I don't know what he was like in real life, but... I also believe that there was some alcohol. He was married to Colleen Dewhurst for a while, and you know how that is. No, I'm just kidding. You probably don't even know who I'm talking about. But she's a great actress who also, she played some pretty hard-ass characters. She's kind of a tough broad character, Colleen Dewhurst, and she had one of these voices. I guess the two of those people together, I can't even fucking imagine what that marriage was like. But by the time he passed on, I guess, and I was just so sad because I love George C. Scott, in just about every goddamn thing he ever did, that guy was just right there in the moment, right, real as shit, just boom, you know, hi. Yeah, and that's what we attempt to do here on the world-famous Hill Fendry Show.
Bye.
You turn that down. But see, here's the hum. But Alex was in... fixing by remote control, because we do a lot of remote shit going on here, man, which is the other thing too. Alex, by the way, Alex is going to be talking to our close personal friend, young Ms. Liz Wild. See, the great thing about remote access to computers, if you know what you're doing and you secure your life and your limb, is you can work on anybody's shit, as the saying goes. And so she is, I think that's something that can, oh, look at this. There's more of Lindsay Lohan. You guys want to see this bullshit? Let's see.
Mater, only from Clear Blue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, this is just not going to work, man.
How much time?
6543.
What's the name of this show, anyway?
A lot of news you made over the last 24 hours, speculation that you were partying at Coachella.
To be honest, this Coachella was the best time I've ever had going to Coachella. I've gone there years when it was a different story. But this was the nicest trip I've ever had with my family. I was just with my family the whole time. And then I went off on a Sunday by myself and watched Arcade Fire and Beck, and it was just, it was really nice to be able to do that and kind of just, I put a hat on and then like a scarf right. under that.
So it's BS that you were partying?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was partying in a dancing manner.
Right, partying sense. In a dancing manner.
Which could look like anything to anyone, so I get it.
Okay.
Well, okay, so that tells me something right there, okay? This slut. Let's just talk about this for a minute. This slut. No, I don't know. What was this whore doing? Here we go again with this goddamn abortion.
I have something to tell you.
Jesus, if I can't play, there's three parts to the interview, and I can't play any of them without this fucking abortion commercial to keep coming up, or whatever the hell it's called. All right. Stand by. This will be 9, 10, 11, 12 seconds before we play the abortion commercial again. 12 seconds before the abortion commercial comes on. 12 seconds. I got to quit fucking around here, man. I got a million things I got to do. And we got 3 minutes to go before we go to air.
It's time for Plead the Fifth. I'm going to ask you three questions. You may plead the fifth to only one. Here we go.
Plead the Fifth.
You famously dated Samantha Ronson. Was she your first time swimming in the lady pond?
And eating pussy. Swimming in the lady pond.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
Okay. What actress that you've worked with was the biggest mean girl on set?
That is an unfair question because I will not talk negatively about any other actresses.
I know you said that earlier. That's why I was wondering about reminding
you. Should have asked. You better think of a different one quickly.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, plead the fifth.
Sorry.
Okay, you plead the fifth. Okay. Recently, an alleged list of your alleged former conquests was
all
leaked
female.
Or published. Okay. A few of the names on the list were like Ashton Kutcher, Orlando Bloom,
Zac Efron,
James
Franco. Did you ever take it in the ass?
Justin Timberlake. Will you confirm
that Timberlake
having trysted?
I cannot confirm or deny.
You cannot confirm or deny two of the names that I just mentioned?
I plead the fifth.
You pled the
you
fifth.
You took it in the ass?
Oh, you can only do one.
Yeah, you can only do one, bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there one
name? Then I cannot confirm or deny.
You cannot confirm or deny.
Back to what I said. Yeah.
Was the list, how accurate was the list?
You know what? I'm going to get serious for a second. I have to do this quickly because I know that we don't have much time. That was actually my fifth step in AA at uh-huh. Betty Ford. And someone, when I was moving during the OWN show, must have taken a photo of it. And so that's a really personal thing.
It is.
Wow.
And it's really unfortunate.
AA.
Yeah,
fifth step in AA is, this has suddenly gotten very serious. Fuck this. I don't want to do this anymore because it's all fucked up. No, it's true. The girl's fighting her way through Alcoholics Anonymous. Does that mean she's not drinking now? I guess. I mean, that's good. That's real good. All right. So let's get our shit together here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to playlists here. And let's go over to in-show. I just don't know, man. I'm going to have to just kind of do this different today because let's get our glasses on. Let's get ready to rock and roll this bitch. I'm not going to do that right there. I'm going to do this. I'm actually going to do this. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I didn't know that I had that, man. I had no idea that I had that. Fuck. Okay, man. All right, it's 9 o'clock, so I gotta get my shit together here, man. I gotta get my shit together. Did I turn this back on? I did. Welcome to our Listen Live line and our tune-in listeners. We might be a few seconds late here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.